revised agenda tonight did add a legal and legislative update from our board attorney, Jay Squires, if you would come forward. Thank you for being here this evening.
You're welcome. Good evening. I'll start out by saying the update is that there aren't a lot of things to update. You probably know many of the things that I'm probably going to share with you. Remember, there are, just by way of background, too, remember there are grant agreements, separate grant agreements for Harambe and for Crosswinds. And those grant agreements require ultimately that as property may be conveyed by EMID to another party, that MMB needs to approve that. Back in January, as you recall, when the board took the action and made a determination to convey to Perpich up till April 1, and if that deadline was not met, then the resolve was to convey to South Washington County. At that time, the dealings with MMB had indicated that there was a simple process that needed to be followed to get MMB to approve the conveyance. And I think that background's important because obviously the lay of the land has changed since then. In February, Jan and Sherry and I met with MMB and a number of other people, as the board's probably aware, and MMB indicated that they would not approve the conveyance until a legislative process ensued. And that's what's happening right now. You know about the Perpich bill. You got the update. There is a separate Harambe Roseville bill in the hopper as well. I think there was reference to South Washington County not having a separate bill. Sherry might be able to provide more information, but EMID's working with legislative consultants, and there is an intent to be able to introduce legislation likely attached to a larger bill that would authorize that conveyance. So there is attention being paid on all three of those fronts. I think with that background, though, I have had a chance to look at the most recent iteration of the House bill that included the language about the deadline. In my judgment, that language really doesn't do anything, because given the fact that the legislature needs to act before MMB will approve, obviously that will take us beyond April 1 in any event. So the status quo or lay of the land is different, and there really is not any action that, in my judgment, this board can or should take until we know what that legislative process results in. And at that time, I think, then, and only at that time, is it appropriate for the board then to be in a position to be able to actually effect the conveyance, to be able to judge that situation and determine what's in the best interests of EMID and the board and the parties involved. I don't read the language myself as dictating a particular result. It simply says any timelines that have been imposed by action of the board are waived. It doesn't say that EMID shall convey to Perpich. It doesn't say EMID shall convey to South Washington County. That discretion, and as I read the legislation, still rests in this board. And that's a determination that will have to be made. There's a current resolution on the books that was adopted by the board in January. But when you are postured to be able to actually make the conveyance, when MMB is satisfied that they can then give their approvals, I think at that time then the board will have to readdress the situation and move forward. So there really isn't any action that, again, to summarize, that can or should be taken right now. We have to wait and let those legislative processes unfold, wrap up the details with MMB, and then we'll know more what position the board's in and moving forward and conveying the property. So that's really the status. It really, in a nutshell, I could have more easily said, you probably know all these things, and there really isn't anything for you to do right now until that happens.
Comments or questions?
Okay. It's not really a legal question, but it's a comment that reference made before to supporting a board decision. And, it changes if the legislature changes the board decision. And so I just want people understand that the board decision that night was to have a deadline.
Yes.
So if the deadline is removed, that changes his opinion.
Well, the action of the board is still the action of the board. And obviously the April 1 deadline, because things have changed since then, is really no longer operative. So that's why I suggest that while that was the action of the board, it probably will be necessary, in my judgment, for us to take a step back, look at what has happened in that legislative process, and then make some determinations as a board and move forward.
So let me paraphrase and see if this is what you said.
Sure.
We took a January action. At this point, we need to wait for MMB to do their action. And at that point, we revisit. So we're kind of on the timeline of MMB right now. Have I got that right, or am I missing something?
Because of MMB's change in position, that indicates that they want to see legislative action before they take action. Really, in that sense, you do have to wait. The grant agreements do not allow a conveyance until those approvals are in place.
To anybody?
To anyone.
Any other comments or questions?
MMB is not going to be acting until the legislature.
They've made that clear in
Correct.
My judgment, and Sherry's had those conversations as well.
Comments, questions? Thank you for being here this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Update on Enid Schools and Enid Employees Placement.
Well, we should be updating primarily on the school. So we pertain to the conveyance. However, we are moving forward with communicating with our employees on the process that we need to follow for their rights, their employment rights, and also providing our students and their families with information as we move forward. To provide them with adequate information for the choices that they will need to make post their educational program at Crosswinds, since there is so much uncertainty. So I'm going to have Sherry. Sherry has been providing mostly the employees with the information pertaining to their statutory rights, and Sherry went above and beyond by working with the HR directors from our member districts to compile a comprehensive list of 900 positions that are available to our employees that are either held by a vacancy or by a probationary staff person. And this list was provided to all of our employees. So with that, Sherry, I'm just going to have you go through the deadlines and the opportunities that been provided for our employees.
Thank you. Yes, EMID does have approximately 100 staff, both licensed and non-licensed. We have 57 licensed staff, licensed tenured staff who do have rights to positions in 8 of our 10 districts. This evening you'll be taking action on that second and final step in the ULA process. We have worked with HR directors who have been most gracious and very cooperative at a very busy time of year for them as well, and developed the combined listing of available positions. And that does, as Superintendent Moore stated, include both probationary positions and actual vacancies. Under statute, our tenured staff have 30 days to reply. If they're notified of an available position, they have 30 days to reply if it's within an area of their licensure as to their interest in that position. So obviously, you can understand if each district went out on their own and had to notify each staff member how burdensome that would be for both the individuals and the HR departments. So we have compiled one list that was shared with staff on March 15th. They have 30 days to look at that. And beginning on April 15th, we will start in the order of seniority and bring each individual teacher in, and they will sign for the position that they're interested in. You know, there are 938 positions on the list. We still, you know, we anticipate we may have a minimal amount of glitches based on licensure, but feel pretty positive about the opportunities that are there for our tenured staff. In addition to the tenured staff, obviously, we have some probationary staff who were released last month. We are working with the probationary staff, providing them with letters stating, you know, that it was not performance-based and explaining the circumstances of the school closure. Many of them are seeking other employment at this time. And then we also have our non-licensed staff. Non-licensed staff only have rights to a position if the position is created as a result of these changes, as a result of the withdrawal or the school closure. So there will be some opportunities, more opportunities with this facility, with Roseville taking over the program. There are many opportunities here that will continue. The Crosswinds property, it's a little bit uncertain as to what will happen there. We see opportunities regardless of who ends up with the property. We see opportunities for some clerical, for custodial, food service, education assistance. It's a little less there's a little less certainty there, depending if it's we're talking about just the facility being taken over or the actual program. So we have been working with our probationary staff as well, helping them with different online application systems, even using our own different websites that they can go to. It's a little early for non-licensed positions to be advertised or posted, but we want everyone ready when that time comes. So we may have an ambitious goal, but our goal is to see everyone employed come next school year. And then again, I think you did take action on our education assistance last month. I just want to let you know you'll see some more. You'll see some other non-licensed positions coming to you next month: food service, clerical, and custodians. Again, some of it, depending on where we see the where the facility goes, will determine that end date. With this building, we have more certainty. It's been agreed that we will end employment here August 2nd, which is a Friday, the last day of the work year for the school year. The last day for students is July 31st. The last day for staff is August 1st, which is a Thursday. So we will employ folks through August 2nd, and then Roseville will take over on Monday, August 5th. And again, depending on what happens with the Crosswinds program or facility, we will determine that end date based on the future there. So that's all I have.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments for Sherry? Thank you.
Thanks.